This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are once again joined by Lori Nerona, an award-winning herbalist, certified acne specialist, licensed esthetician since 1997, and an educator for Oncology Spa Solutions. Skin wellness is her passion. And on this episode of eHealth Radio, we will be covering how to use herbs for healthy skin. Lori, always great to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
It's very nice to speak with you too, Eric. Thank you.
So, Lori, herbs have been used throughout antiquity for health and healing. I know your specialty is skincare. So, could you share with us some ways we can take advantage of their benefits for our skin?
There are so many ways to make use of these green treasures that we call herbs. I'll start with the simplest, an infusion. It's basically a very strong tea, just herbs in water, steeped. Most tea is only steeped for 5 minutes or so, but an infusion is medicinal. It's steeped for at least 20 minutes and even up to 8 hours. It actually takes at least 4 hours to extract minerals with water, so mineral-rich herbs like nettles or alfalfa really need to sit overnight to get the full benefit. Once you've made an infusion, you can do anything with it. Use it as a rinse, drink it as a tea, pour it into a nice bath, chill it and use it as a mist. Remember, it will only last 2 to 3 days at most. So if you choose to use it this way, keep making a fresh batch. Another way to use an infusion is to soak a clean cloth in it and apply it directly to the skin as a compress. We actually do this frequently in the clinic. Hot or warm herbal compresses benefit the circulation and stimulate lymphatic flow, but they can also calm inflammation and support relaxation. One of my favorite blends to use in our skincare clinic is 2 parts calendula, 1 part chamomile, and 1 part rose. It's very soothing, calming, and uplifting. It's a great blend for irritated, sensitive skin. But by far, my favorite way to use an infusion is to simply drink it. You know, beauty from within.
And that certainly sounds like some awesome advice right there. Thanks for that. Now, it does all seem simple. What proportions of herb to water do you recommend here?
Well, I like to use 1 to 2 teaspoons of herb per cup of water, but it really doesn't need to be exact. If you're making an infusion for a bath or a soak, I would probably use 1/4 to 1 cup, depending on the plant, per gallon of water. So don't limit yourself to a traditional bath, by the way, either. Consider using an herbal soak for your feet or for your tired hands. Limit your soak time to no more than 20 minutes, however, because longer than that can damage the barrier function of your skin and actually cause dryness. But for a nice hand soak or a foot soak, yeah, I would probably use about half a cup to a gallon.
Now, Lori, what are some other ways to prepare herbs for use on the skin?
Oh, another really fun, albeit somewhat messy way is a mask. This is most easily accomplished when the herbs are powdered, so it makes it easier to blend and to adhere to the skin. Powdered herbs are easily mixed with clays and powdered milks for any skin type. I especially like powdered roses mixed with kaolin clay. It's a very fine, gentle white clay. Mix equal parts, say about 2 teaspoons of each, with a little peach leaf or comfrey infusion to moisten for skin that tends to redness. Another really easy do-it-yourself is body powder, believe it or not. Mix your choice of either cornstarch or arrowroot powder or a blend with about half part of powdered herbs for a really nice dusting blend. You could use neem leaf or myrrh powder for a nice antifungal foot powder, actually. Another super easy way is to make an oil infusion, which is similar to a water infusion, but it's instead of using water, you actually use oil. It takes a little bit longer, but take your dried plant material and cover it with your oil of choice and let it steep for a few weeks in a warm place, and then just strain it out and use it. I personally prefer olive oil, jojoba, almond oil, or avocado oil, but you can also try more exotic oils like pomegranate, raspberry seed oil, or sesame. Just be aware that they all have a rather strong smell, so that may affect your final blend.
Most helpful today, we are joined once again by Lori Narona, an award-winning herbalist, certified acne specialist, and licensed esthetician here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, also, Lori, you've told us some ways to use them, but can you tell us which herbs we should be using?
Oh, absolutely. I thought you'd never ask. So, first of all, let me just say that herbs are not a substitute for medical care, and my suggestions are just that, they're suggestions. That being said, some of my favorite herbs for the skin would include calendula, which is often referred to as pot marigold, or traditionally it was called Mary's gold, and it was shown with some of the saints and the deities as, you know, being like a medicinal plant. And calendula actually helps to speed the healing on wounded skin. It's a go-to herb for skin that's compromised by radiation. I would suggest applying calendula-infused oil before, during, and after radiation treatments to prevent and heal radiation dermatitis. Another one is aloe vera. It is a famous plant for burns and small irritations. It's best to use a fresh leaf, just slice it open, and apply the gel directly to the skin. Store-bought aloe gel is really, really inferior to fresh, and it loses a lot of its properties once it's, you know, processed like that. So just buy yourself an aloe plant and keep one in the house. Green tea is a wonderful antioxidant, and it's found in lots of skincare preparations for very good reason. It's delicious, too. I do recommend getting organic green tea, as it is often heavily sprayed with pesticides. The whole process of steeping it and making an infusion extracts contaminants into your brew, so go for the organic. Green tea is actually really helpful for acne as well. Peppermint is wonderful. Peppermint you can use as a compress, so make a strong infusion of it, so about a quarter cup of plant material per cup. Make it nice and hot, and then soak a cloth in it and put it on the back of your neck or on your forehead for migraines or headaches. It is absolutely wonderful. Hawthorn is another amazing plant. It's everywhere in the Northeast, and it makes a berry called hawthorn berry, which is super, super high in bioflavonoids. That's amazing for red skin. So if people get little veins, little capillaries on their skin, hawthorn, you really want to use that internally. But also, you can make an infusion and use it as a mist. You can use it to make part of a mask. You can get hawthorn berries and crush them up and put them into a mask formula. And hawthorn mixes incredibly well with rose, which is one of my all-time favorites. Rose is just across the board. It's very cooling. It's very anti-inflammatory. It's calming. It smells amazing. It's just one of the best herbs to use. Chamomile, also, chamomile is wonderful as an anti-inflammatory. You can make an infusion of it and then put it in a spray bottle and mist it onto a sunburn. And it's just so calming and soothing. So I would definitely try some of those. They're awesome.
And Lori, do you have any other favorite herbal skincare tricks that you'd love to share?
I do. I love my herbs. I play with them all the time. So plantain is a small plant that grows all over the yard, and you can actually pull a leaf, educate yourself on what it looks like. Pull a leaf. You can actually chew it up and put it right on a bug bite or a sting, and it will take the inflammation down almost immediately. Yarrow is another plant, Achillea millefolium, and one of these tiny leaves will stop bleeding instantly. I've used it on a severe cuts, and it's magical. So, yeah, I could go on and on, but So those are a few good things you can do.
Certainly some great information here today. I always appreciate your expertise in these regards on taking care of our skin. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip here today for the listeners?
Oh, absolutely. You know, first of all, don't be afraid to use herbs. They are wonderful. However, get yourself a good book on herbs. Educate yourself. One of my favorite books, it's a good book for starters, is called The Alchemy of Herbs by Rosalie de la Forêt. And also anything by Rosemary Gladstar. She is the godmother of herbal medicine in this country. She's amazing. And then also, you know, don't be afraid to use herbs. They're amazing healers, but they are not a substitute for medical care. You know, if you see signs of infection or something just doesn't feel right, get yourself to the doctor.
Again, always great to have you with us each and every time. Lori, it's been great to have had you on these series of interviews. Where can listeners once again get all the details on your practice, and how could one also be in touch as well?
They can visit our website at veraditas.skincaretherapy.net. You can hit me up on Facebook at Providence Skin, and you know, shoot me an email. I'm always here for questions.
Lori, again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Great. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
We've been speaking with, once again, Lori Nerona, an award-winning herbalist, certified acne specialist, licensed esthetician since 1997, and an educator for Oncology Spa Solutions. And to learn more, visit OncologySpaSolutions.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.